99.7 DJX, the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show podcast. I have to do this. Turn it up. On demand.
It's horror week. The unexplained. The scary. The spooky. Your stories. We'll start with Susie, who commented on Facebook, who wrote, "My mom, sister, a friend of my mom's, and I were all sitting at the dining room table with the front and back doors open. It was a straight shot from one door to the other. We heard heavy men's work boots walk from the back door, stop behind my mom, who's facing me, and then keep going to the front door. No one was moving their feet. There were no pets, and we couldn't see anyone else in the room except for us.
Oh my God.
This happened in broad daylight.
What?
Later, learning someone did die on the property right where our double wide was sitting.
Oh my gosh. Oh, I would be out. I'd be like, it's been a good run. You know what? I'll send for my stuff. I'm done. I'm out.
More of the unexplained. John on Facebook comments, "I worked at a tire warehouse at the front desk. A tire from the top rack was basically thrown off a stack. At first, I thought it was someone pulling it for an order, and they were in the middle of dropping it down. When I looked again, there was nobody in the aisle in front or behind it, and there was no way a person could have gotten behind that stack."
Well, and tires are not light.
No. The unexplained.
They don't just fly off shelves. Oh, wow.
All right. Melody has been waiting on hold. Go ahead and walk us through what happened to you.
Okay, so my mom used to always tell us stories that she would hear people or see people, and I was never a believer in ghosts. Mm-hmm. And she had asked me to house it for her. I have four kids. I have two girls and two boys. Okay. The three oldest ones are from my first marriage, so they go away for the weekends. Well, one weekend, my kids were gone. My mom's bedroom's upstairs, and in the middle of the night, when I'm sleeping, you know, everybody's out of it, I was asleep, and I heard, "Mommy, can I lay next to you?" And of course, as a mom, I'm like, "Yeah, get in bed." Mm-hmm. And then I snap, and I'm like, "Wait a minute. The kids are gone. It's just me and my youngest son here." So I'm scared to open up my eyes and see if there's anybody there.
Hang on, Melody.
Oh my God.
Before you continue.
Oh my God.
Before
wait
you
a second,
continue.
Wait a second. Before She's you just not going to look?
Hold on. We put Melody on hold. I want her to continue her story.
Is it because you have to go pee? Because I'm scared.
Yes. Hang out. Hear the rest of Melody's story. Next. Horror week. Melody on the phone. She was house sitting at her mom's house and experienced something unexplained. Continue.
She's always saying she sees a little girl ghost or hears one, and I've always that stuff. It's in your head, it's in your mind. And in the middle of the night, I hear a little girl say, "Mommy, can I lay next to you?" So as a mom, you know, you say, yes, your child can lay with you. But then I realized, like, wait, my kids are gone. I dropped them off on Friday, and it's just me and my youngest son here. So I kind of like put my head into the pillow. I don't want to look around, but after like a few seconds, I have to look out and see. The door is closed. The restroom door is closed. It's dark. There's nobody around. My son is asleep. He was already laying next to me. So, I mean, I heard it loud and clear. "Mommy, can I lay next to you?" And so now it's like, I have to believe all these ghost stories my mom has been telling me, because this little girl that I heard in the middle of the night made a believer out of me, and it's giving me chills as I'm saying it right now. Like, it's so scary.
Wow. Wow.
I would never be able to stay there one more night.
No. No.
Nope, 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 nope.
Thank you, Melody. Holy cow.
Dang.
Now, you've just moved, and I've asked you a couple times. You haven't experienced anything, any weird noises or anything in your new house yet, have you?
No, sir. But if I hear any voices saying, "Mommy, can I sleep next to you?" I'm going to say no!